The White House has asked for $1.4 billion more for the Health and Human Services program that serves child migrants. President Obama calls the flood of child migrants crossing the Mexican border illegally and alone an urgent humanitarian situation. Authorities at the southwest border have stopped 47,000 children in the past 8 months. Sean Moran is vice president and spokesman for the National Border Patrol Council. He paints the scene for us down at the border.
Overwhelming numbers of people in cells, in processing areas, just completely overwhelming both the agents and the infrastructure that we have. And what really struck me and the agents that I was with were the overwhelming number of juveniles that were there, just large numbers of juveniles like we had never seen before. I would estimate that 40 to 50% of the people that were in the processing area, and there were about 500 of them, I'd say about 250 of those were juveniles.
It's hard to picture. I mean, juveniles, do they walk by themselves across a bridge? Are they in the back of vehicles? And when you say juveniles, are they mostly, say, 18 and younger or 10 and younger? Describe the situation for us.
There was the entire spectrum. We saw very young kids, I would estimate about 4 years old. Some of those were with their parents, but also all the way up to 18. It was something that I hadn't really seen before. And they will do just like anybody else that's trying to cross the border, you know, whatever it takes to get here, whether it's swimming across a river, climbing across the underside of a bridge, being smuggled across with a group on foot or in a vehicle. They'll do whatever they have to do to try and get over here.
And for those who don't have their parents with them, are they coming because they have relatives already in the United States generally?
Our theory right now is that they're coming because we're releasing them to relatives. We have special regulations that deal with juveniles and court cases that have decided how illegal alien juveniles are to be treated, and that's to be reunited with some type of relative. And so the Border Patrol really bends over backwards to find a relative here in the United States to reunite them with. And we think as long as that is occurring, we will continue to see large numbers of unaccompanied juveniles crossing the border to try and exploit this loophole. I think there's no easy way to put it, but I think they're taking advantage of a loophole in the immigration laws.
And they are traversing Mexico. Is that correct to get here? Because their origination is not necessarily Mexico, but they've got to cross Mexico to get into the United States through Texas. So what about the Mexican officials through which these folks travel?
That's true. These are what the Border Patrol terms as OTMs, other than Mexicans, and most are from Central America, some from South America, and they are crossing through Mexico. And if Mexico thinks the U.S. Border Patrol is difficult on illegal aliens, they really need to look at their own immigration policies. They are brutal like no one else is in terms of illegal aliens crossing into their country. So it is a very dangerous journey for anyone that's going to make it, but especially somebody that's, you know, a child or a teenager.
What sort of training do Border Patrol agents have when it comes to working with children?
We receive training in the academy, both in terms of the law, what we're supposed to do, and then how to take care of them. We do have resources that are available to assist. One of those is the Mexican consulate will attempt to try and locate relatives to place the child with. But, you know, I will say that, you know, Border Patrol agents are humans. They're fathers, they're husbands. So when we have children, I've seen agents really go out of their way to make the kids feel safe, to feel welcome, you know, buying them lunch, giving them toys to play with, making sure that they're warm. You know, oftentimes they're wet from trying to cross through a river or, you know, jumping into the ocean here in San Diego. You know, we want to make sure these kids are taken care of. And, you know, a lot of people will accuse Border Patrol agents of not having a heart, but when it comes to kids, you know, we know how dangerous it is here, and we want to make sure that they feel taken care of.
Yeah, because I imagine separate from the legal implications, many of these children are traumatized. They might not even speak Spanish well, depending on where they come from, and you'll have to rely on different skill sets than, say, adults who come here fully knowing what they're getting into.
Yeah, I can only imagine that it's a very scary experience for younger children. You know, as even for teenagers, it would have to be a pretty scarring experience. But you know, Border Patrol agents will draw on their experience just as humans, and they're going to make sure that these kids are taken care of and that they feel safe and that they're well fed. We'll go out of our way to make sure that happens. And it is dangerous crossing the border. There are canyons, there are cliffs, and oftentimes we'll catch families that are putting their kids in that situation. And it's very difficult because you don't want to see a kid put in harm's way. And it's a difficult job for the Border Patrol agents, and obviously it's a difficult journey for the people that are making it.
It sounds like the modern-day equivalent of the basket of reeds in the river. We're speaking with Sean Moran. He's vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. So what is the legal status afterwards? Somebody, if not the kids themselves, but somebody must know that they had a relative in the United States, but they're still illegal immigrants, right, if they come and get to be placed with that family. What's the long-term situation?
That's a good question because, as I stated earlier, I think as we continue to do this, it's going to be taken advantage of and exploited. We're not allowed to do any type of immigration action against whoever picks them up if they are illegal, because the goal is to reunite the juvenile with a family member.
So does that mean if Aunt Maria drives from Detroit, say, and picks up a child and heads back to Detroit, then does that new immigrant then, who's a minor, become just melted into the great number of undocumented people living in the United States already?
Unfortunately, yes. And the groups of families that we're seeing coming through South Texas, they're being given what we call OR paperwork, a court date to show up for a hearing, and they're being released. And in some cases, they're being given money, bus tickets, lodging at hotels by ICE. And they're given a court date, and experience has shown that many of them don't show up. So we have a real problem in terms of the numbers that are coming here and the reason why they're coming here. And it seems there's more exceptions to the rule than the actual rule when it comes to immigration law.
And tell us a little bit about how the agency is coping with the swells in migrants, including children, along the South Texas border. Are more Border Patrol agents coming to that area now?
We've had many Border Patrol agents detailed to the Rio Grande Valley from all over the Southwest, from San Diego to other sectors in Texas. And they are there assisting, but it's very difficult. They're overwhelmed, as I stated earlier, in terms of the sheer numbers. And then it's really demoralizing. We've had reports from agents saying, we caught a group, we processed them, they were sent off to a detention facility, and the next thing they know, the same group, the same family, was put up at the hotel that the agents are being put up at. And they were given, the illegal aliens were given paperwork and told to show up for a court date. So some agents are questioning why we're doing this if it's just going to be a game of catch and release.
So it sounds like there's an interagency cooperation or information sharing or operational bridging issue that seems to be a little bit thin here.
This is a problem that has gone on in cycles for 20 years. There's overcrowding. We don't have the resources to properly handle it. And so they try to find the people that they deem the least flight risk, and they release them so that they could house people that are deemed as more violent criminals. But we do have other agencies assisting. FEMA is helping with the juvenile problem. They've set up base camps to house the juveniles and to take care of them. But this is something that is rarely seen in the Border Patrol, and it just points out how flawed our strategy is and how tentative our grasp on control of the border is right now.
And I guess what FEMA is doing is, because of the president's recent memo calling for this coordinated federal response with FEMA in charge, are you seeing the federal government? Do you have any indications that there is going to be an aggressive push to get more folks on the border helping out with this, including from, say, HHS and other agencies that are involved in the whole process?
I've heard a term that it's a whole-of-government approach, but we haven't been briefed on additional resources other than what you've probably heard with FEMA assisting and other agencies. But I don't know if there will be an all-out effort to try and counter this, and you know, I think that may be coming in the next few weeks.
At the Border Patrol Council, what's your next move? Are you doing anything?
Well, we're trying to bring to light the situation that is down there and show that, you know, Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed. On top of this crisis, we're dealing with a budgetary problem that is pulling agents out of the field. So we need to come up with a solution so that whenever we have Border Patrol agents out there, they are 100% staffed and they're not subject to the budgetary whims of the agency or the administration, because right now it's solely about the bottom line, not about accomplishing our mission or securing the border. So it's kind of the perfect storm in South Texas. You have a humanitarian crisis exploiting our immigration laws, and then we don't have the full complement of Border Patrol agents out there to deal with it.
Sean Moran is vice president and spokesman for the National Border Patrol Council.